So what's your question, Anne?
I was just wondering that since today is a Muslim holy day, if you could tell us anything that Baba ever mentioned about Muhammad's advent.
Well, all that I remember him having referred to Muhammad was that he was Muhammad, the Prophet. He came in past, his past advent was the advent of Prophet Muhammad. That's all he referred to. Yeah. I get that thing of the past advents. Nothing special about Muhammad or anything, but then he would always say that the community, he emphasized on brotherhood, and in trying to establish brotherhood, brothers fought against brothers. That's why he gave the universal message. How his words have become mockery now, and why he wants to observe silence, and so forth and so on. So the only reference that he gave about Muhammad was that he was Muhammad in his last advent. And what you see now, means at the time when Baba was with us present, physically present, he said, what you see now is all that was that he had chalked out when he was Muhammad. And after I pass away, what happened at the time in the advent of Meher Baba would be as the advent of Meher Baba after he passed away. So there's a nice little thing that he has given us. Just see whether it makes any sense for you all to hear this.
This was 10th February 1979 in Mandalay Hall. Eric was telling what Baba had said. Baba once told the Mandalay that all you find and see of my work while I am Meher Baba was planned and chalked out at the time when I was Muhammad. All those whom he met as Meher Baba and all that he did as Meher Baba, he had planned for when he was Muhammad. It was all, so to say, filmed at the time he was Muhammad and was projected while he was Meher Baba. All that has happened since 31st January 1969 was planned while he was Meher Baba. It was filmed then and is being projected now. Regarding those who had met Baba in 1962 and in the latter years before he dropped his body, Erich said, your meeting with him in 1962 was planned when he was Muhammad. And what you have done since he dropped the body was planned while he was Meher Baba. So for all who met him as Meher Baba, there is an overlapping, a continuing of his ministry as Muhammad and his ministry as Meher Baba. Those who have come to him since he dropped the body, he planned for as Meher Baba. And those whom he meets and all he does as the next avatar has been planned while he was Meher Baba.
Baba always says, said to us when he referred to such things, that historians, some of the historians who have written the Islamic histories and all that, but have made a mention about Muhammad being so cruel and at war all the time and all that stuff. It was necessary at the time. But he was not that. He had his universal plan, and all that he did was to spread amongst his followers the word of truth. And there have been many specific instances as to how loving and generous he was, how kind he was. And it's really very touching, the different stories that have been recorded of his lifetime.
Yeah. Tell that story.
I read a wonderful story about when Muhammad was leading an army of 10,000, and this army was made up of numerous tribes, all of whom were really not very familiar with Muhammad, but who their leaders had agreed to join. And as they were marching, Muhammad spotted at the roadside a dog with her puppies, the newborn puppies. And he told one of the Mandali to stay with the puppies and protect the mother and the puppies against the army, because he knew what would happen. They would poke at it.
Yeah.
So the Mandali member stood there while the whole 10,000 passed by. And only when the army had passed by and the mother was safe was he allowed to rejoin Muhammad at the head of the procession.
There are many such stories of his real kindness, generosity, and all that sort of thing.
So all the rise of fanaticism in Muslim countries now has been planned by Meher Baba.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you explain this flaring up of fanaticism in the Muslim countries, like in Iran and North Africa now, and even in France also?
So it seems so. It must have been planned at the time when Meher Baba was in his ministry.
Because all of a sudden there has been
There is an upsurge. In order to bring about an awakening as to how futile it is all to fight against one another, their own kith and kin. They're fighting amongst themselves. In order to bring home to them this awakening, how futile it is. When their passions are raised, naturally they fight. They're thirsty for blood and all that. But the generations that come after that, or in their own time, they begin to wonder, what are we doing now? The time is coming now, and it has come. We are seeing from the news and information that reaches us. So that's how the awakening takes place, gradually. How futile it is to be at war with one another, to be at the throats of their own brother, and so forth.
They are also getting very narrow-minded and very tied to the way of dress and rituals.
It was there. Yeah. But it was not pre-planned as Meher Baba, but in general it was. But all these rules and regulations are man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. At the time, the historians say about how the women had their privileges. They were not kept as they are being kept now, because don't put the light on because it's harsh on our eyes, you know.
I didn't know. Maybe nobody
could see. What was I saying?
How the women weren't restricted.
They were not restricted at all. They had their say. They would be the ones who would come. They even went out in wars. But then gradual deterioration starts to take place after the advent, and then there needs to be somebody to formulate some rules and discipline and all that sort of thing. So that's how it is. So there are things that are man-made and there are things that have been ordained in the advents. But overall view is everything is ordained at the time. Even if it be man-made, it has been ordained like that by him. With a specific purpose to bring home, to give the awakening. That's all. Awareness is most important. To have the grace of becoming aware of something is a great thing. It's a great step towards me, that's what Baba would say.
Awareness
is his grace. To have some sort of awareness. This is grace, you see. Yeah. It's a great step towards me. That's what Baba would say. You may be reading about Baba, you may hear about him, about all that, and then gradually through constant dinning of his name into your ears, constant reading his name or his stories or anything like that, and then gradually something happens. There is a surge of awareness that dawns upon one. And when you become more and more aware, that is his grace. And it's a great step towards me. That's what he says. Anything negative also, all this is happening. So many people are dying every day and all this. What is all this? What's that? All this is his grace. The awakening that comes, the awareness that he graces us with. So that's how it is.